Welcome back to The Download here on 720 WGN. I'm Justin Kaufman. Well, my next guest is going to be on stage at Riot Fest this weekend, one of the most influential punk bands in history. Douglas Park welcomes the band X. X is playing on Friday afternoon at Riot Fest. It's hard to believe the LA-based band that influenced hundreds of other punk bands just turned 40. They started back in 1977. John Doe is one of the founders of the band. He just put out the book called Under the Big Black Sun, a personal history of LA punk, which was nominated for a Grammy in the spoken word category. It features several of the musicians who came out of the late 70s punk movement in California. And like I said, John Doe and the band X on stage at Riot Fest this Friday. And he joins me now. John Doe, welcome to The Download.
I feel like that should be followed by, be there, be there, be there, be there, be there.
We could do that. We could do that. We have sound effects for
like
that.
The race, you know, like the racetrack.
Right.
You know, the drag races used to be.
Sure.
We have Sunday, Sunday, Sunday.
I feel like we have the CD sound effects left over from those. We could do that if you'd like.
You could just put some reverb on what I just said.
Exactly.
Anyway, yeah.
Let me ask you, what's it mean to be playing Riot Fest and coming through Chicago?
You know, Chicago's a great place. We played there recently, and I play there all the time. You know, Riot Fest is it's a cool punk rock kind of festival. We've done it before. It's got some good stuff going on. You know, it's a better part of an ongoing tour. We've been doing it all years, and we're going to continue till the end of the year.
Here in Chicago, we are very proud of the punk rock scene that's come out of here. Bands like Naked Ray Gun and others who've come through Chicago's pipeline and brought a lot of success to punk bands. You are from the Mecca. I mean, when you talk about punk music, you talk about New York, you talk about L.A., but are you familiar and do you find yourself connected at all to the Chicago style of punk rock?
I'd have to say that I'm more connected to the alt-country style of Chicago music. You know, Nico and Wilco and yeah, people like that. I played with more as a solo artist. I think in the early days, X probably played with Urge Overkill, at least once that I remember. But, you know, I mean, Chicago's a freaking big city, and it's got all kinds of music to come out of that.
Let's talk about X to celebrate the 40th anniversary here this whole year, of course, starting back in 1977. You came from Baltimore, and you also were familiar with the New York scene and were able to come to L.A. and find success. What were the differences? Because we all hear so much about the L.A. punk scene and the L.A. sound of punk music, all the bands that, you know, from X to Mike Watt and the other bands that were coming out of LA at the time. What was the difference? What was the style and the sound that made you guys unique?
Oh, I think we had a little more of the early rock and roll, Chuck Berry, Gene Vincent, Little Richard, Johnny Burnett, that kind of thing. I think there was something in LA sound that had a little bit more twang to it, a little more Western. Whereas New York were influenced by the Velvet Underground and maybe the Stooges, and you know, London was more influenced by maybe T-Rex and David Bowie, which are all like innovators and all you know, we all took a page from and then made our own hybrid out of it. But you know, the early days of punk rock in any one of those three scenes, they're all very eclectic. You know, Blondie isn't like the Ramones or Talking Heads, and they were all part of the same scene. And the, you know, Clash isn't like Susie and the Banshees or some of the other bands. So it's, you know, and we weren't like the Germs or the Weirdos or the Plugs or some other bands that, you know, or the Go-Go's even.
Yeah. Go back to the original music that you guys were producing in the late 70s, and X's will be remembered, but the album Los Angeles and others, this concept of painting a darker story or a darker picture of Los Angeles, because the rest of the country kind of knows the town as Tinseltown or maybe Hollywood and palm trees and beautiful weather, but there was something about what you were writing about in the music that you were producing that was telling a different story.
Well, that was all part of what we wanted to do. We wanted to put a stake in the ground and say, you guys have, you know, everybody else thinks that it's all Farrah Fawcett and the Eagles, but have you read Charles Bukowski or have you seen any of the, you know, 40s and 50s film noir movies and or have you listened to the Doors? You know, and then once like NWA and other, you know, Jane's Addiction, people like that, that came after us started putting out music, then everyone realized, oh, right. There was the Watts riots and then there was Rodney King and you know, some, you know what, hit the fan big time, you know, so you got a little more balanced picture of L.A.
You know, the music of X, as I mentioned in the beginning, was known as an influencer for a lot of punk bands that came through. But one of the great things about the band is as you move through the 80s is that you were able to change your sound and evolve your sound and bring in different elements of music and different genres and mm-hmm. disciplines. Talk about that. Talk about the idea of moving away from that standard punk rock sound and incorporating new things, even when, you know, as you get further into the 80s, more people wanted that standard punk rock sound.
Well, we never strayed too far from playing punk rock music, but Billy and DJ and I all had earlier kind of extensive musical education. But when you start playing, you know, when you start defining punk rock, you got to draw a line and say, this is then, that was now, here's what we're going to do. As we went into our third and fourth record, we experimented with other instruments. You know, Billy plays sax and DJ plays vibes. And so nowadays, we're actually using that on stage. We have another person who plays with us. So DJ does play vibes on a couple songs. Billy even plays sax on a couple songs. And so we get this crazy kind of like bookends of punk rock with a middle part, these weird deep cut things that we did because we could. You know, punk rock is all about freedom and just doing what the hell you please. So we did.
John Doe, my guest from the band X. They're on stage at Riot Fest coming up here on Friday. You know, X is one of those bands that everyone will point to and say, okay, these were the guys that influenced me as a punk rock musician, and I was able to take that and run with it and have success. Almost set up as almost ahead of your time, or the idea of not necessarily commercially successful, if you will. But when you get back on the road, when you do the 20th anniversary show at Tower Records in L.A., when you do other things that essentially bring X back out, there are thousands of people that come out of the woodwork. Have you changed your concept or your history or your recollection of the band being ahead of its time now when you have so many different people that come out to watch X or celebrate what you guys have accomplished?
I would say we're more grateful that young people, you know, 15, 16, or older people who are 50 or 60, find something to listen to. And whether we were ahead of our time or just part of a time that was, its time had come, you know, that's my theory on why it all happened so quickly. Why things happened in New York and then London and then LA and San Francisco and then Minneapolis and Ohio and stuff like that. It was just time. So whether we were ahead of our time or just part of a greater movement whose time had come, you know, we're just, you know, it's cool to hear that like Pennywise
right.
got inspiration from us. It's cool to hear that Green Day was inspired by us. You know, we're glad that we're playing and still all the original members and who would have thunk it, right?
Right. Well, that's my next question is just about this 40th anniversary of the band. And you guys have had time where you've taken time off and gotten back together, but it's the original members. And so often in punk rock, you'll have a band go 3, 4, 5 years, maybe 10 if they're lucky, and they burn out. Or they say, we're going to go on a different project, so we're going to reset. What is the secret to the success of X and how you can retain the same original members to play 40 years after the fact?
First of all, nobody died. And as Billy Zoom would say, we never got rich enough to kill ourselves or retire, you know. So and we also, you know, we like each other. We think that our music has value, and it's like, this is our career, you know, and that's cool. It's like cool to have a career where you don't have to wake up at 8 a.m. or know what day it is.
You know, working on
There are times, my friend, that I wake up and I go, what freaking day is it? Oh, that's right. It doesn't matter. Well, I'm going to get in the van and I'm going to go somewhere and play music.
There you go. You're living the life. The book, Under the Big Black Sun, A Personal History of L.A. Punk, nominated for a Grammy, but also an ability for you to bring together a lot of voices from the L.A. punk scene to tell their story, to recall the times from 77, 83, whatever it was. You have almost become the official historian of that time for that music, that influential music of that time. Is that important to you? Is that important to you as a musician who lived through it?
Sure. I think everyone who was part of that scene has a fierce loyalty to the legacy of that. But, you know, maybe I'm the Ken Burns of L.A. punk rock. And I actually didn't want to be the authority. That's why I kind of, I wrote a bunch of different chapters, and I also wrote a bunch of in-between stuff. But then I got, Henry Rollins and Maxine and Dave Albin and Jane Wiedlin from the Go-Go's all to write chapters and tell their story regarding that subject, you know. And because I thought they were experts. And so you get a lot of different people's points of view, and it's all, each one is in the chapter form. So it's not just like this off-the-cuff kind of oral history, which is cool, but I just wanted something with a little more, like, context to show what the city was like and, you know, what life was like at that point.
Yeah. You know, as you're on stage at Riot Fest on Friday, like we said throughout the interview, the 40th anniversary of the band, what's next for you guys as the tour wraps up and you get a chance to really celebrate that 40th year? What's next? Do you see yourself sticking together? I mean, you do so much solo work and so much other work with other musicians. Do you guys all go in your own separate ways, or does X continue producing new stuff?
No, X will continue. We have a Kickstarter that's going on right now where we're going to give all these different things away, and we're producing mixing some live sessions that we did with Pearl Jam down in Latin America. You know, who knows? Might do some new stuff. Oh. Never know.
There you go. John Doe is one of the founders of the band X. They're on stage at Riot Fest this Friday, right here in Douglas Park in Chicago. His book, Under the Big Black Sun, A Personal History of L.A. Punk. John Doe, I can't thank you enough for taking some time out to talk to us tonight. We appreciate it.
Hey, man, it's a pleasure. Thanks for asking.
Honest to goodness, the bars weren't open this morning.